The Justice Department announced today that a federal grand jury in New York has indicted the former chairman of the Christie's and Sotheby's auction houses on price-fixing charges. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The indictment charges A. Alfred Taubman of Sotheby's and Anthony J. Tennant of Christie's with violating the Sherman Antitrust Act by fixing the commissions their firms charged sellers at auction between 1993 and 99. The indictment alleges that under the men's chairmanship, the two auction houses met to discuss the fees they charged people who sold works at auction, coordinated increases in those rates, cooperated in making those rates non-negotiable, and traded customer information to enforce the commissions. Christie's and Sotheby's reportedly control more than 90% of the worldwide auction market in art and antiques. The Department of Justice says the alleged collusion applied to some $400 million in commissions from auctions here in the U.S. Sotheby's current chairman, Michael Sovern, denied in a statement that the company or any of its current employees had violated antitrust laws and said Taubman has, quote, consistently maintained his innocence, unquote. Taubman was chairman of the auction house from 1983 until last year. Christie's declined comment. It's been cooperating with the Justice Department investigation. Tennant was Christie's chairman from 1993 through 96. The auction houses have spent the last 3 years contending with price-fixing claims. Thousands of customers had joined a class action lawsuit alleging the firms colluded to fix commissions for both sellers and buyers and to restrain trade. In April, a federal judge approved a $512 million settlement in that suit. Taubman reportedly agreed to pay more than $100 million of that settlement himself on Sotheby's behalf. The two firms may face further price-fixing charges overseas. The judge who approved the class action settlement gave buyers and sellers the right to pursue additional legal relief for sales at Sotheby's and Christie's auctions outside the U.S. And late last year, Sotheby's and another of its officers pleaded guilty to separate price-fixing charges. If Taubman and Tennant, who's a British national, are found guilty, they could be sentenced to up to 3 years in prison and fined $350,000 or more. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York. Thank you.